Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Mechel Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yud Ches, and we're looking at the Siman Gimel. Siman Gimel talks about a scenario where the Harkara is happening unintentionally. So a person needs to transport a large amount of some type of food item, food stuff, which has larger pieces and smaller pieces, and the smaller pieces are generally the non-usable. And he wants to use this sifter or the sieve to carry from place to place. Now the sieve is going to be kli shel melata l'iser. It's a kli which its primary purpose is to do something which is also to do on Shabbos. Kli shel melata l'iser is muksa. However, even though it's muksa, the sarkub l'sarach makamai, if a person needs the place where the item is, a person can move it. Alternatively, if the person needs to use the muksa kli for a heter type of usage, it's going to be permitted. For example, a person wants to take a hammer, which is primarily used for the purpose of banging nails into things and attaching things. That's the melacha of bona or makam avatish. He wants to use it to crack nuts, so that's called sarach gufoy. That's permitted. However, it's only permitted if you do not have a valid heter item to use instead. A person has a nutcracker, a person cannot use a hammer. A person doesn't have a nutcracker, and he has a hard nut, and the only way he can crack it is with the hammer, you can use the hammer. The person has an option, a person should do that. So a person wants to transport, using this sieve, it's a large sieve, and he wants to use it to transport, let's say, food for his animal. A mudalito Michael Lebehema Bekvara, a person can put the food for the animal into the sieve, lead the sech abis, and then use that to then pour into the trough, the feeding trough. Alvisha moitz neufel derech nikvei akvora. When the person is doing that, mixed into the food is the chaff, which some of the chaff is small enough that it will fall out through the holes. So he's doing inadvertently, but he's doing an act of harkada of separating the unusable chaff from the usable food for the animal. So it's going to be mutter. This is a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says it's mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? Kim and Shemi is kavan l'kach, because the person doesn't have kavanah. So that's why it's going to be mutter. Now the question is it a psik resha? The Rishonim is kavan is mutter according to Rav Shimon. We understand that. But even Rav Shimon is moira, a scenario where it's a psik resha. So one suggestion is that it's not vadi that's going to fall through the cracks, and therefore it's not a psik resha. The Chayadim and the Nishvazadim says that approach is incorrect based on the language of the Gemara, which sounds like it's or the Rishonim, that sounds like it's vadi going to happen. So the question, so why is it mutter? So he says it's a case of misasik. Person has zero interest at all. Doesn't make a difference to him whether it's it falls out or not. He's not trying to do that. So it goes into the concept of misasik is not considered a malacha. And this is based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that misasik is not called malachas machshavos. So he adds a knach. The true merakit is when the person is shaking it to make it fall, or a person is pouring through it to sift it. The person is doing neither of these over here. So he's not being oisik at all in some type of an action which would be akin to the concept of merakit. He's putting it in, and eventually it's falling out, but he's not doing that with any purpose that should happen. So that which happens is considered like a secondary type of an action, which is with unintentional consequences. And that's a misasik, and that's going to be mutter. The Chayal raises the question, why aren't we gozer shemer yirakid? He might be merakid. So he brings the Deli Rabbi, asks this question, and then the Mishnah was on him, and he says that for an animal, you don't really care if it's pure or not. So the chashash of shemer yirakid doesn't apply. Similar to, you find an interesting point, which we didn't touch on, but pointed out that giving medication to an animal is mutter, even though to a person it's aser, because Allah did not ask a refuah because of shchichas samamonim. The gzera you might come to grind something for an animal because a person's concern for the animal, at least bisman chazal, was less than their concern for themselves or for another human being. So by human being, we're afraid the person will be so caught up in the attempt to heal, they will forget that it's Shabbos, chas v'shalom, and grind the herbs. Whereas for an animal, they do not have that level of feeling. We're not afraid the person will mistakenly become so absorbed in his quest to heal the animal, treat the animal, they'll forget that it's Shabbos and grind. So similarly over here, we're not afraid the person will be merakid to remove the psalus from the food, because the animal can eat it with the psalus on it just fine. Have a good day.